Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Can I just say, by the way, these cave paintings were discovered in Patagonia. Ultimate bucket list travel destination. If you don't know where Patagonia is, it's that like southern tip of Argentina.
Yeah.
And it's just phenomenally beautiful.
I would love to go there, but I'm going to look at these paintings. Look, die hele kantoor weet van hierdie paintings.
Ek het vir Marilyn nog nooit so opgewonde gesien nie. You said you would love to go there, and now we have reason to. Explain what our reason is.
Yes, okay. So archaeologists have discovered the earliest dated cave paintings in South America. This is in Argentina, in the area of Patagonia, and they are dating back 8,200 years. It's not the oldest in the world, but it's quite old. And they found it in a cave, in Iflactus. Ek weet nie hoe hulle dit gekry het nie, maar hulle het dit gevind. So they've been painting these paintings for 3,000 years, and there are 895 of them. So, and it was seen as a means of communications between scattered hunter-gatherer populations. So I spoke to an archaeologist, Anton van Vollenhoven, just to hear how cave paintings helped people who were migrating over these veldstukke with each other.
The images that were painted, those patterns were known for to exist for another about 3,000 years. So it was transferred from one generation to another. It also shows that these people adapted to climatic conditions. It is known that about 8,000 years back, the area was very arid. So these people were able to stay in these very arid conditions.
Weet jy wat is vir my so interessant is dat hierdie verfwerke op skilderye wat gevind is, is amper van die oudste communicatiemiddels wat mens van weet. So this was the way of communicating and telling the stories and laying down the history sodat ons nou hoeveel duisende jaar later eintlik kan sien wat hulle lewenswyse was terug in daai dag.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating thing. And I was looking around the rest of the world. There were cave paintings they found in Namibia, for example, which are, you know, between 25 and 29,000 years old. And they just keep getting older and older. They found in Spain 35,000 years, some in Indonesia pushing 40,000 years. And the oldest one they reckon is confirmed is in the Maltravieso cave in Spain. 64,000 years old. Now, the pyramids were built like what? 5,000 years ago. You know?
It's insane.
It's wild. Insane. It's so fascinating that humans, we've just been around and vibing, my bro.
And now we just take pictures with our phones.
Yes.
Maar ek kan ek net ook spog. Ek het vir Prof van Vollenhoven gevra hoe vergelyk daardie tekeninge, want dit lyk maar baie primitief en mense weet nie eintlik heeltemal wat dit is nie, maar ons weet dit is geteken met wat ons in Suid-Afrika het en hier is wat hy gesê het.
Our record goes back to at least 30,000 years ago, which is more or less the end of the Middle Stone Age. Our rock art also seemed to be much more complex, more colourful, different themes, different animals, etc. Whereas in this case it seems to be mostly geometrical patterns that were used.
So ons moet net bietjie spog.
Ja, dit is ongelooflik. Ongelooflik.
I'm such a big fan of this kind of stuff. So maybe I'm going to put Argentinian cave paintings in Patagonia on the bucket list.
I was about to say,
vat my saam.
Banner gaan ons Argentinië toe.